Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. Most of us recognize some ferns, but we don't always recognize them in all their forms. Some aspects of ferns are so unique to these plants that there's a unique vocabulary used to discuss them. A fern leaf is called a frond, and a young frond of most ferns, as it is just emerging, is coiled up like a spring at the tip and is called a fiddlehead. Because the tip looks like the rounded, sculpted tip of a violin. As it grows, it uncoils. While the fronds of many ferns are lacy, some are not. Florida's 2 to 4 foot tall strap ferns have fronds that are merely long, narrow blades. And the fronds of the shoestring ferns that often grow in niches on our cabbage palms look somewhat grass-like. Ferns also have what is known as an alternation of generations. Their spores grow into tiny, heart to bean-shaped plants that hug the ground and are only one cell thick, very easy to miss. But on their underside are male and female sex organs that produce eggs and sperm. Ferns must live in moist places so that their sperm can swim to the eggs. It's the fertilized egg that produces the frond form we easily recognize as a fern. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. One of the most widespread and conspicuous of Florida ferns is also one with a truly beautiful characteristic that is often readily visible. The fern is called the goldfoot fern, not because it has gold feet, but because the lower part of its stem is swollen, often to the diameter of your little finger, and is covered with reddish-brown to gold-colored hair-like scales. These structures are called rhizomes, and they function much like the roots of flowering plants, helping to support the plant and collect the nutrients that feed it. A goldfoot fern rhizome is often a mass of twisted, swollen, fuzzy gold stem that helps attach the fern to a tree. The deeply lobed and wavy-bladed fronds of the fern grow from the rhizome and arch outward or hang downward from a tree. This fern only rarely grows on the ground. In Florida, the goldfoot fern is often associated with cabbage palms, and it lives in the boots of palm fronds that remain on the trunk after the palm frond has died. This association has given the fern another common name, cabbage palm fern. Take a look at the base of these ferns drooping from a palm trunk, and there, seemingly tucked into the crevice of the palm boot, you can see the fuzzy gold feet of the goldfoot fern. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. One of Florida's most common, smallest, and most easily recognized ferns is resurrection fern, named because it seems capable of rising from the dead. Resurrection fern is found throughout Florida, growing mostly on the horizontal branches of older trees with very rough bark. The rough bark provides places for attachment of the ferns, and the horizontal limbs hold rain and dew a bit longer than vertical limbs, creating the moist environment needed for ferns to thrive. Resurrection fern is most common on live oaks and magnolias because of their growth form, but is found on many other trees as well. Most resurrection fern fronds, their leaf-like structures, are 2 to 3 inches long, although some can be more than double that size. Resurrection fern gets its name from its ability to dry up, curl up, and look dead when dry weather comes, but to become lush and green again within about 8 hours following a rain. While resurrection ferns make their homes on tree surfaces, they don't hurt the trees, and they often prove attractive to wildlife as well as add beauty to our surroundings. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Several years ago, a friend asked me to look at a fern she was growing in a pot. She thought something was wrong with it and wanted to spray it with something to restore its health. When I went to examine the fern, she pointed to the tiny rows of dark spots on the undersides of the fronds. "Are those going to hurt it?" she asked. "How can I get rid of them?" I had a great laugh. The spots on the undersides of many ferns are called sori. They are reproductive structures that produce spores that are then carried by the wind or water to start new ferns elsewhere. The pattern of the sori on the underside of a frond can sometimes help us identify the fern. The common sword fern, for example, has a row of tiny sori neatly around the margin of each leaflet, while our swamp fern has sori arranged along the midrib of each leaf in a nearly continuous line. And our goldfoot fern has a row of large, round, golden-brown sori paralleling the midvein along each side. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. While we normally think of ferns in a positive way, soothing, green, lacy, soft, conjuring up pleasant environments, there are two ferns in Florida that are now recognized as public enemies and threats to natural ecosystems. Both are exotic climbing ferns that were introduced to North America because of their beauty. Unfortunately, the Florida environment suited them a bit too well, and they have become invasive and harmful. Both readily climb our tallest trees, covering them like a blanket, blocking out the sunlight, and ultimately killing the trees. The Japanese climbing fern is found primarily in the northern two-thirds of Florida, though it occurs all the way to Dade County. In South Florida, the Old World climbing fern, a native of Southeast Asia, is rapidly taking over many wetland habitats. Park and refuge managers are now making extensive and expensive efforts to slow this fern's invasion. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.